In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 14, this is letter number 4909, Baruch Hashem, the seventh day of Kislev, Tovshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. So, the person is asking the Rebbe, what is the approach? How do you divide your time between the study of Torah and occupying yourself in strengthening Yiddish and Yiddishkeit and spreading it? How do you divide your time? What's the right approach? And the Rebbe says, this is depends on details and detailed details, very detailed. There's no way to set things, you know, like nail it down and say, this is what you do. The only... It depends as for a particular happening, for a particular place, and a particular person. So, everything depends to what's going on. What's going on in your place, what's happening and what's going on, and about individual, it all depends how to do that. The general point, according to Halacha, is understood from what our rabbis tell us in the tractate Moed Katan on the end of page 9a and b, and also in the tractate Soita Chof Aleph on side b. Look over there. Also in the Tosfos, in the name of the Yerushalmi Brachas Perikei Halacha Aleph, the Rebbe is just giving a bunch of references. Yerushalmi Psochim Perigim Halacha Zayin Tur V'Shulchan Aruch Erechayim Simenayim Neskelim Shavoid. The Rebbe doesn't give him a specific, but the Rebbe gives him references. Look in there, and over there you'll see what the right approach is, the right how to do that. Rebbe says for sure you keep the three classes that are known, the Chumash, the Tillim, and the Tanya, and you add in addition, similar to that, especially that we're getting close to that clear day of Yutis Kislev, in which the light and the vitality of our soul has been given to us as the language of the letter of the Rebbe, that was the day that we got the light and the chayis of our life, and may the blessed Hashem succeed you with blessing in the name of the Rebbe. So, he wanted to know how to divide his time. The Rebbe gave him a bunch of references. Look up in those places, and then you will see how to divide your time. Generally, you know, we know that when mitzvahs that cannot be done by others, that what you do... the need of the time, as the Rebbe says, sometimes people are, when somebody's drowning, you gotta go save them, you know, you can't go say that you're busy learning Torah, so on and so forth. There's a lot of different scenarios in which it makes a difference in how we do it. And mitzvah she'yev shel asoysa de'cherim, if others can't do it, then you need you to do it, and et cetera, et cetera. But the Rebbe gives them all the references. Needs to be looked up.